Palace.
Oh, zero.
First of all, we want to thank Sholem for being Pesach. Here's the Shaila of the Poiskim, if your wife is supporting you. If she has to say any Zen Yasa to get rid of the Koma, she can't remember too. We spoke about that. The wife is supporting her husband fully. It's a big Shaila in the Poiskim. If the wife is working and the husband's not, does she have to say any Zen Yasa? Automatic. The pool alone. What is the Oil Paskin here? What's the Paskin here? The wife is working. She never said. So all remember saying he's any Zen Yasa, right? Remember, it's a woman could say, don't support me, and I'm not giving you my earnings. Today's Vernager, guy's in Koyol. He's making nothing, or he's making whatever he's making, right? A horrible clone, right? And the wife, she's making $100,000 a year. There's plenty of women like that. So is it automatic now? So does the husband own her salary? Does the husband own the wife's salary? Normally, the halacha is kol ma shekonsi shekona baila, whatever the wife goes to the husband. But the husband has a right to say, the wife has a right to tell the husband, maybe he's any yes. The shaila is, does the wife have to say that if the metzias is like that already? Metzias is, she's bringing in the $100,000 a year, he's bringing in his $500 college check. Does he own her $100,000 salary? Does she have to say any Nizan Nizan Yeza? Or listen, we all see people in the back of Maisa. It's a Metzias. It's out of the Oil Paskin. There's Oil Shmuel, God, she doesn't have to say anything. I'm sure Lali and Galadia fall into that clown. How many of you are working? Anybody working yet? You're a stickle, right? But you're only getting schabatela. You're teaching, right?
What if they're both working?
You're getting schabatela. You know the shalom eshiv. They ask the shalom eshiv if a rebbe, if you pay a rebbe late, are you over beyond my titan schar? Normally, if you pay a worker late, you're over the lav of beyond my titan schar. If you pay a rebbe late, so the shalom eshiv paskin that you're not over beyond my titan schar. You should pay on time for that. Usually, it's not negayah because yeshiva, if they have the money, they pay. If you don't have the money, does anybody know B.I.M.I.? Because the Lashon of the Pasuk is Lo'isol and Pula Asocha Itcha. So Itcha means you have to have the money and not give him. So if you hire a worker and you talk, don't have the money, you're not able to. You're able to tell him bonus. You're not able to. You're only able if you have the money, you don't pay. So most yeshivas are not going to hold back. But they're a cloud. It could be in again certain cases, but usually yeshivas not doing that. But the Sholem Eishiv Hel, there's no Baal Talmud. I don't know if it's a mitzvah of Harsim, this, you know. Good people should know this. Because there's no Baal Talmud. Why? Because the Rebbe's not allowed to get paid past him. Hel Trab Yoni. A Rebbe's not supposed to get paid. Elamai, he's allowed to get Tzchai B'Teila. So what are you really paying the Rebbe? You're paying the Rebbe to do nothing else. You're not paying him for what he's doing. You're paying him, I'm being Yeshiv Bavl, you're paying me not to do something else. Dr. Sholem Eishiv, that's not Pula Sochia. There's no Batolam on that. Achidish. So that's what I'm saying, it's not supposed to. Okay. And thank you for the food. So we have really two Achsanoim. We have the Bayis. Did you have the food or you the coke, Miss Van Damash? The
castle.
The castle. I hear. Oh, but God, my see dimes, our taste isn't in Sarah. Where's the raya from the tastes in Shas? I feel like I want my chassis. Fair, chassis fair. Where's the raya from the tastes that what you do with your hands is more chashuv than what you do with your money?
The last one, right?
Then Sarah Mayer. What's taking Mitzvah Mera? Toys beginning of Mitzvah Mera says that if you A cotton, even though there's no kinyan to cotton, what he earns, Maisi Yodav belongs to him. So what do you see? You see that Maisi Yodav is more than a kinyan moment. Kinyan moment a cotton doesn't have. Maisi Yodav with him. So Rabbi Yoni has the Maisi Yodav. I didn't even taste it yet, but Shabbos I'll see what it is. Maisi Yodav. Okay. So I guess we'll talk a little bit while. Maybe get me a chum. You have a chum?
Someone with the riff.
A chum or a menachas, either one. I also need to ask Rishus for Tzvi because I think he's normally the Hashir from Thursday night. Rishus.
As long as everyone comes back next week.
Okay. So I guess we'll talk a little bit in Parsha Shkolim Abyssal and the Parsha Bchal, the Parsha Hashavua, the Taket Mamish Mokusha. Now this year it's Meshulav because the whole Parsha, the Parsha for the Shkolim really is Parsha's Kisis is what we read by Parsha Shkolim. The Shkolim, the Beka, it starts, it's all Meshurish and the Melech Samishkom. It's an interesting thing. The first thing to be Oymen on is that why is it that the Melech HaMishkon had no Mishkol? There was no Shekel. Right? This week's parasha. First of all, it wasn't B'Kfiyah. There was no Kfiyah. There was no Chiv to give it. Right? There was a mitzvah to give. There was no Kfiyah. Right? To give an Nidvas HaMishkon. Kol HaShem Yidvenu Liboy. Right? There's no Kfiyah. And also there was no amount. There's no Kitzvah. You could give one thread. And you can give one Bitcoin. It's the tata. Right? So you could. There's no shear. There's no shear to what you could give. Mashen came by the shkolim. Saidi was a choiva, and Saidi was a shear, exactly a shear. Mashen came when it came to Nidvas HaMishkon. They used to use this as a riot, I think, the Zayden. The Alto Zayden. Zalman, Zalman Sorotsky, Yankiv Svayb Zeder. So he said that, he actually said, they once asked him why is it that he was collecting, he was very involved in collecting money for the yeshivas in Litte, Poland and Litte, he was a big fundraiser. Zalman. So they once asked him why the Litvish yeshivas have such a hard time raising money, and look, Lublin was able to put up Mamish a mansion. If you ever saw what the Lublin Yeshiva looked like, and you're struggling to get the... So Imam said this vote. He said, you see, by the Shkolim, Machzah Shekel, we have to force people, Machriach people, Alzdin, and by the Nidvas HaMishkon, Kol Shoshe Yivenu Liboy. And they had more, by Yikoli Omi Oli, it was too much. You ever heard of such a thing? A campaign was too much. I don't think since then there was ever such a campaign. You ever saw a sign by a yeshiva? Please stop giving? It's what Mamish wants in history. For stones, people give. For external, people give. Right? But the shkolim was for the avoida. Avoida's hamigdor is still a shame it does it, Pasha. For them, you have to be machriach, doesn't it? So he said, "Lublin, they put up a edifice in a chanami. That's like Nidvas HaMishkon. That was Pamlocho is a dai v'hoizer. There was more than enough. Yeah, but I'm collecting for the avoid of b'snim. For them, that doesn't go so easy. That was his conceivers on the divine, the tablets from the Zayde. So the mice." That reminds me exactly what's Taka Pshat in that. And then we have to know what's the connection to Purim. Remember this Kasha of Purim? What's the Machzah Shekel to Purim? The Gemara Machta Ganze, the whole idea of the Shkolim, Parsha Shkolim, is a Mod Nezach. The whole idea we read Parsha Shkolim. The Shabur brings down from Avudraham, Nishalmo Purim's Faseinu. Why do we read it? Just like we read Parsha's Korbanos. But it's a Dovah Pella. I'd love to hear from the Olam Hayim what you have to say about it. It's the Chor, it's a Pella. Nishama promise for saying we understand a carbon. You have a mitzvah to bring a talmid. So we can't bring a korban talmid. And mele, we read the parashas talmid. The shalom parashas was saying by reading the parashas, like we bring the parashas. I understand it. I stay there. We can't ask this. Rosh Chodesh. We can't ask. I see you. No, because some of my kids keep my minute of not eating flesh on Thursday. On Thursday night, I don't eat flesh. I was cooking for Shabbos. It's not an Isal Pidyon. It's just so Shalom asked me if you could do Al Rosh Chodesh also, since tonight is Rosh Chodesh. Even though B'tzal Zolti's up, that there's no. One second. Kedushas Rosh Chodesh by Ayin. The murder of B'tzal Zolti. Maro Ruskin says the same Yisoid Be'etzem. They asked her B'tzal Zolti a Shaila. If you're dominating by a plag minion, those we want a psak on his Shaila. If you're dominating by a plag minion on Erev Rosh Chodesh, a lot of shuls have that. They have plag minion the whole year, right? So you davening with a plag minion on Rosh Chodesh. So let's say today you davening with a plag minion. By the way, is Oyelma didn't daven Ma'ariv?
Yes.
Yeah? How many do they have?
Did anyone daven Ma'ariv?
I know.
So the shaila is, do you say Rosh Chodesh in the davening? Let's say you would have been davening Ma'ariv at 5 o'clock. Do you say Yalav Yomei? The minhag ha'olam is yes, it's only yes. L'chayra, you shouldn't say. There's no tois with Rosh Chodesh. Right? There's no tois with Rosh Chodesh. Could you be mekabel Rosh Chodesh early? Right? The pashas, there's no tois with Rosh Chodesh. There's no kedusha to Rosh Chodesh. No simulacha to Rosh Chodesh. Right? The pashas is there's no tois. Loi mi boi d'chambam z'chazay. But even if you hold that there's Tosfos to Yom Tov, L'chayrut isn't there no Tosfos to Rosh Chodesh.
There's never a
Tosfos. Yeah, that's what he's trying to say.
Coming to it to be Yehuda, you're not saying it's Laila now.
What?
If you're coming to it to be Yehuda, you're not saying it's a Dimayim now, Rosh Chodesh.
No, because Rabbi Yehuda holds you could have, that's the whole kunst of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds you could have in Ma'ariv, even though it's not Laila. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't need Laila. He holds this Mani Vorim. Could you do malacha according to Rabbi Yehuda after plaque? I'm asking you a shayla. No, I know. I'm asking you a shayla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Friday after plaque, could you do malacha? It's a yes or no question. What are you asking? You don't know?
Of course. Stop me yet.
I can't believe you don't know.
No, he's saying it's Dine Laila. No, no. If you're Yehuda, it's Dine Laila.
This is Dine Laila. Definitely Dine Laila. Shall two have tiktara? Saying they do still two other dinim.
Again,
after Rabbi Yehuda,
it's al kedushas hayoyim. It's kul hayoyim l'chol davar.
Right.
There's no kedusha b'chlal according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is just an honor by saying he doesn't know. He knows better than everybody. Avada. No, avada is no kedusha. There's no kedusha. It's a mishtol tzva shver otayis. It's a shver otayis in brach taka. And I'm wrong because Krishna taka doesn't need laila. That's how they learn otayis too. Krishna needs Peshach Pacha. It's man Shechive. It's not even a din in Laila. For Araya, Krishna Shal Yoyim. It's Eichad Azay. You could be Yitzhak Krishna Shal Laila. Even forget Rabbi Yehuda. I'll leave the Chachomim. If that was Hashacha. Because it's man Shechive. Even though it's Yoyim Lechol Dova. It's Krishna the Chanan de Revolt. Krishna Mamon Shech Shver. It's either Mamon Shech Shver or Mamon Shech Meturitz. It's Mamon Shech. I have a whole Malach based on Ilchus Shabbos and Ilchus Boyer. How is Miyash of that Toysis and Brachot? Mamish, I filled the tzushto. With why you could do boyer somach la'achil has to be la'achas achas. The shulchan aruch agav. There's no hefsek between whatever. Okay, it's not for now. The bottom line is that they asked this to Rabbi Tzal Zolti. So Bital Zolti said a gavald a gavard. He said, first of all, he says according to the Rambam zichel. The Rambam holds that there's no kedusha tais for Shabbos either. The Rambam in Ilchus Tzul says you could daven ma'ariv early Friday night. Not even outside Shabbos. Rashi Taka in Shabbos Chavzayin. Rashi Taka says, "My Risha keep all of Shabbos in the Bodei." Rashi, Brochus. The Rambam says, "The Rambam says you could have a Ma'ariv early because why? Because Tfilas Arvus Rishus. Ein Medakta Kim Bizman." So Rabbi Tzal Zolti says, "Why did the Rambam need that for? Because Rambam doesn't know what Tfilas Shabbos. So how are you davening a Tfilas Shol Shabbos for Shabbos? Kol Shigen, how can you daven a Tfilas Shol Chol Motzei Shabbos? So." He learns it's not. So he says, Oibazai, who are din Rosh Chodesh? But then he says, he says that we find that according to many, there's no Kedushas Rosh Chodesh Balayla Bechlau. Because Rosh Chodesh Kedushas al the Korm. There's no Issam Alacha Be'etzim. The Kedushas Rosh Chodesh is Kedushas Korm. Right? That's the Kedusha of Rosh Chodesh. Memela, it's only Kodesh and Zman Korm. If you look at Tosfos and Sanhedrin, Tosfos says that when you have a Chodesh Mu'uber, so Kichu Shamayim, Rashi says, so Tosfos says from Tchilas Hayoyim, not from the Laila, from Tchilas Hayoyim. He says, because Kedushas Rosh Chodesh only, says the whole idea that you say Yalav Yovei Balayla is only because it's a Tfilah Smuchel or Rosh Chodesh. It anyway doesn't have Kedushas Rosh Chodesh. As I have to put And that's how he explains also why the second day Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow also Yalav Yovei is not Ma'akev. If you forgot Yalav Yovei second day Rosh Chodesh, what do you mean Ein Kashim Kedushim Balayla? If it's Mu'ubel, it's Kishu Shamayim. He says, name, there's no Kedushas Chodesh Balayla. So according to that, the chicken got to be put back to the Kedushas Chodesh. Based on what I told you, it's Maturus, because I had a Shaila. This was the old Chakira I had. Whenever you have a Sudas Mitzvah, is it the Chuyah that you're allowed to have at Erev Shabbos? It says, you're not allowed to have a Sudah Gedoyle Erev Shabbos. Right? I'll say Paskin to Shulchan Aruch. But Sudas Mitzvah, Bizmano, you're allowed to have. Right? But only Bizmano. The Mogen Avraham holds even opinion eventually Bizmano, you can't make a suit this Erev Shabbos. But okay, Mefir Tzach Nishtazah. In other words, if you have opinion of Ben got delayed, Mogen Avraham will hold you can't make a suit of G'dayla on Friday. But what's the Pshat? Is it the Chuyah? So I explained it's not the Chuyah. The whole reason why you're not supposed to have a suit of G'dayla Erev Shabbos, it's a Zulzul to cover Shabbos. They've been Kaveya, suit of G'dayla Erev Shabbos, it's a Zulzul to Shabbos. The Layechel anyway is not only for Mincha onward. It's a Zulzul to Shabbos. That's why it's only a Suda Sheni Rogel Babi Maizachar. That means you and I could have two different dinim. If this is what you eat every day for lunch, so Friday you can also have such a lunch. It's only a Suda Sheni Rogel Babi. It's a Zulzul to Shabbos. Right? For me to have this on Shabbos is a Suda Sheni Rogel Babi. That's how you feel. Masha, nothing. Saying, well, Shalom is more than Mel for Shabbos. Mel for Nasu Shabbos. Yeah? If it wasn't the halacha, Kito, it's okay. So, Lamaisa.
This is the Zerarian pizza.
I think Kito is not Nigracha. There's no thing called Shigesh, but look at the Kito. Kito taka goes by carbs, so totally the percentage of carbs. Anyway, so Lamaisa. The bottom line is that the word is that if you have a, that's why any suda which is mana erev Shabbos, there's no problem of zulzul to Shabbos because it's not a zulzul to Shabbos because the suda is chol today, it's a pidyon haben today, it's a bris milah today. I'm not making a suda sheni regila on Shabbos. It's not a zulzul to have a suda that was chal on Friday. So l'chol I'll stem a lane. It's Rosh Chodesh. I'm not being conveyor because Friday is. Anyway, so Lamaisa.
Shalom
Purim so saying. I still got a pella. The Shalom Purim so saying that there should be a Shalom Purim so saying on Parsha Shkol. Again, I would love to hear if the Urim has a mahalach on this. But Lachaira, Parsha Shkol is just a Heksha Mitzvah. That would be like the person wasn't able to buy a lulav. So he said, okay, so learn the parasha from lulav. I hear. Person would say, you know what? I'm going to learn the parasha of Kinyan Kesef. Because they have to buy a lulav because the Beis Yitzchak calls it Ma'akev. Because Tvah Torah Mois Kermis, you have to buy the Shailah, the Rabbanon with Mevatel Kinyan Kesef, but Kinyan Kesef has been Kermis, the Rabbanon added a Kinyan. But there's still Tvah Torah Mois Kermis. See, the Beis Yitzchak holds you have to pay for your lulav with money. If you don't buy the lulav with money, it's not lochem midaraisa. If you hold Tvah Torah Mois Kanis, that's the Beis Yitzchak's gan. The fact was, you still have a kinyan chotzer, you have a shusay, whatever. Gets the Beis Yitzchak holds like that. So Lamaisa, would there be a tzad that you should read the parash of kinyonim? Of course not. That's only a hechshel. The neshalma is on the thing itself. Right? So the shkolim is only l'chorech, it didn't to bring a korban.
The mitzvah is the goal. Right? So for having the Shalma Parim, I don't have Shkolim. Adrabi, they're almost serious. That was it. If the way you're bringing the Karim is by reading the parish of the Karim, so there is no Shkolim. Shkolim is what you would need if you were buying this the Karim. Shkolim is not the Neshalma. There's no Neshalma with the Karim, with the Shlomo. Right? So what's Pshach? The Neshalma Parim Sfaseinu on the Machsa Shekel, which is only a Hechsher to buy the Karim. So Yogati Harbe Bezeh from the Yugi Yohan, young when I was younger than all of you. Shama Parm on the Shkolim? No, it's not sure. I mean, what's up to him? It's time you can maybe start the Pasha Shkolim.
That was their chelik in it. That's how they. That was their sheiches to the carbon.
No,
that was not sheiches.
That was not. They were yoyt to the carbon. Adarabba, they were yoyt to the carbon if they didn't give shkolim. Shkolim was just what we bought the carbon with. We yoyt to the carbon by the carbon being nikrav. Anybody pachsim in ben chof didn't even have shkolim. They still were yoyt with the carbon tzimu. The Noshim won't shake the Yetzir with the Korban Tzibah. Kohanim. There's a separate din to be Mishtatev. But it wasn't like on them. It's an interesting thing. We don't really find it. I'm not going to talk about it now. I'm saying just something to think about. Gavril Yavshan. Teres Chaim. I'm not bothering you right now. Getting a little nervous, though. Too close for comfort. Rabbi Yitzchak was off there. Yeah. What's the neshama part? On the Machzor Shech.
Samod the Maisim.
100%. There's no neshama part for saying. There's a lot of chiyuvim. We're trying to through our amir, we're trying to be makriv. It's not it. So LMI, the shkolim, the mitzvah of bringing shkolim was to buy a carbon tonic with it. There's no mitzvah. What would be taka if there's no kabonis? Is there a mitzvah? Why taka don't we give shkolim then? Give shkolim. Taka pull and get the shkolim. This is the end of shkolim, right? Why don't we? Because you don't give shkolim if there's no kabonis. The shkolim is a machshir of the kol. But if you use it, it's a big chiddush. But lemaisa, the Gemara seems to say that this is, it's a tremendous thing. The shkolim. The shkolim is a schus on its own. The Gemara says in Megillah, kol of yadua. The Gemara daf yud gimel. Kol of yadua to be shomer v'ayoyolam. That Haman is going to be shoykel shkolim ala Yehudim. So Haman is going to give coins to destroy us. So hikdim shkolein l'shkolov. Vais d'choy is that the shkolem was chus. Not only shkolem was chus. The mashmi'ah the shkolem was a chus. It's unbelievable chidish. They didn't even give the shkolem yet. Be'echabad, they were mashmi'ah the shkolem. They were farsim the union of the shkolem. The Gemara Megill even asks, well, why Bechabad Amash Mal Shkol? The Gemara Megill is Al Kasha. The Gemara Yan Choftez. The Gemara is Al Kasha. Bishlam Mekilayim, Zman Zviyay. The Gemara answers, Chadesh, Vavim, Mitzvah, Chadosh. The Gemara gives an answer. But it's not. It's just a Pella. But it seems that Shkolim itself, not just Shkolim, Mashmiah the Shkolim is a Schus. And that was. That was Misnage, the Shikle Yoma. That canceled out Shikle Yoma. And maybe even a bigger kasha than that is why does Haman Shkolim have to be outweighed? Haman has a schus for giving Shkolim. We're going to outdo his Shkolim. What is his Shkolim worth?
Shkolim, he waited to destroy Klal Yisrael. We have to outdo that. You want to tell me we need to do tshuva shishtachu l'tzelem? I understand. You want to tell me we have to do tshuva because the enemy sinned also shalai 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 shalai. Another simple why the suit is a kosher suit. Yeah? But Shkolim, what? We have to outdo Haman Shkolim? The Shkolim that Haman wanted to wait to destroy Klal Yisrael. Why do we have to outdo his Shkolim? A guy comes with a bomb, so now we have to bring a bomb the other way. A guy comes with a weapon, a murder weapon, now we have to fight the murder weapon with a murder weapon. We need to have a harsh Shkolim. Why do we have to outdo? You understand what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Why do we have to outdo those shkolim? Shimon, what's up there?
We have it many times, Evan.
Where? Tell me one other time.
Bilam Avruvina.
What?
Bilam Avruvina.
But what?
Maybe whatchamacallit, one meet over another. Ishkim. No?
But what?
Ishkim.
Ishkim Avram Lifnei Bilam.
Well, we're talking about the Shkolim. What does Bilam have to do?
No, it's not Avraham Avinu. We're trying to mock them as Midos.
It's not as Shkolim. Shkolim Shkolim. Drash Moshe really can't answer this. His Avoida for his Shtosim, our
Shkolim Shkolim. When my Bilam Arosha got a Tzibui, by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, in Litrei L'chobar Anoshim Kum Lechima. So Lamaisi, he was doing what the Eber, he woke up, the Eber should told him to do. Right? So now, Alpi Musar is a lot of Peshotim anyway. Alpi Musar, they say, we would learn Zrizus from Bilam, that would be a schus for Bilam. No, we learn Zrizus from Avraham. As he's up the veld. But that's Tama Peshetim. But without that, just Litvak, cold Litvak, right? Cold Litvish Eterez. Right, not a poppers, right? Cold. Kalt the Litvish Teretz would say, the Eibishter told him, "Im l'kroy l'chol bo anoshim kum leichitam." So there was a. The Parashim told him to go. I'm going. When the Parashim then stopped me in the middle, I said, "Okay, Parashim, you don't want me to go. I'm going back." Good. So the going not the ganze pshat leichitam leichimam. He didn't go the way the Eibishter told him to go. Right? He went, you know what I'm talking about with the itam and the imam. But the Eibishter told him to go. So once the Eibishter told him to go, in his cup, he could say, I'm being Mizaris, Hashem told me, Lechita. So I'm going. In Rabbi Necharon, I'm not going. Fine, the Rebbeinu Shem, so the going as a whole deek, I predicted that it wasn't exactly the way. But if, again, if it wasn't the mitzvah, we would have the same kasha. Two kashas don't give a teretz. If I'm saying it never bothered me because of this mahalach. All the Rosh Hashanah was tippish. You don't think you have a schuzim. You think you have a schuzim's reason. Stop the kvarkon. Meaning, should you think it? Tamod na'maisa that here that we need to outweigh those shkolim. It's a mod nazach that we need to outweigh it, and it's a mod nazach how we outweigh it. I mean, mashmir mashkolim. How do we understand this? It's very difficult. Very difficult to understand. Another penalty is we find with Shkolim that it's such a gewaldige schus that it's the only time we find Medina de Mishnah. Medina de Mishnah that even people that are not chayiv in Shkolim are encouraged to bring Shkolim, and it's a dvar mitzvah, and if a father brought Shkolim, he's chayiv to continue to do it. He can't stop. And there's even a shayla in the poskim. If the father stops for whatever reason, he's an oinus, he's not here, he died. Is there a chiyuv to be mamshich? The yoshim to keep on giving shkolim for the cotton. And a cotton is a whole problem. Because a cotton is a machlek is going, the rav and other rishonim. This is a shalom when you're talking about the shayla melech. It's a shayla, what kind of cotton we're talking about? Are we talking about a cotton that's less than 20? The rav about to do it. What the matter? Cotton is less than 13. If the cotton is less than 13, so if you get shkolim from a cotton less than 13, how's he makin it to you? It says he has to be moisel with tzibur. Cotton can't be moisel with tzibur. So Shah Melech says it's bottle. The coins, the shkolim of the cotton are bottom. It's a pella from all sides. If they're bottled, so why are we encouraging them to have it? Encouraging what? What do we do? We say, bring them and we'll be mevatel. Bring them, it's not a problem, but it'll become bottle. So what's the point? But the Avnim Luan, the Ksoi says on the Shar Melech, he says money is not bottle. So before she come on bed, moment is not bottle. That's the Shar Melech's kash. So the Bolchonan really, it's really found.
Because the chelik of you is not bottle, but the problem of cotton is bottle.
Yeah. So the Melchas Chinuch says, a tremendous chiddush. Melchas Chinuch says that this that the Gemara in Beya says that the moment is not bottle. It only means the shibud is not bottle. If your $100 gets mixed into my $1 million, itaka becomes bottle. How does that to Melchas Chinuch? Rabbi Chanan is masbrit more. So he says the shibud is not bottle. You still owe me money. Chodi, the Gemara is also Chodi, because your money is bought by me, I can walk away. So there's still a Shibud on Issa. There's a Shibud. There's a Shibud. That's the Shibud alone. But he says, but Lamai said, the hefts of the money, there's still a bitl on the. So if Vifl, there's a problem with the Madbeya, it's not the Madbeya itself, there's a bottle. And the Chami, the Kotl, the Shibud. By Tchumen, it'll be a problem because there's a Shibud. The Shibud can make a din Tchumen. But here, I say, well, it's a chiddush gun, it's a grace of chiddush. Definitely not pshutay. Pshutay isn't it, does it? So, but the big question is that, say if you learn like the Shamel, say if you learn like the Abdi Mulun, say if you learn like the Menchas Chinuch, why are we encouraging a cotton bachal to give? What's the point? It's just inviting problems. We're inviting problems and then we're looking for ways how to get around the problem. But you see, we're trying to, there's such a schus and shkolim. That's how do we understand it? That's the shay. So Lamai said the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu had certain things he didn't know. Nistasha Moshe. And one of the things the Gemara doesn't mention, it's found in the Tanchume, it's found in the Psikta, it's found in the Yerushalmi and Shkolim, is he didn't know Shkolim. He didn't understand Shkolim. So Toysis Takim Menachas over here, Toysis asks, why isn't it listed? Why isn't Shkolim listed? In the Dvarim Sheniskasha Moshe. It's a Shloisha Dvarim where you Koshen L'Moshe. It's a Gemara Menachas, it's a Gemara in Chul Membeis. It was Koshen L'Moshe. Moshe didn't know what they were. Vim Toymar, the Lichshiv Nami, it should also say that Machzav Yeshul Tmoyad L'Chosh Machzav Shech. L'Chshiv Zeh Yitnu, V'am Winon, he quotes the Yerushalmi, it's also a Medrash, Kimin Mabeya Shalai Shere L'Moshe. Moshe couldn't figure out what it is. The Baruch Shem Shorim and Madbeya Shalei Ishtachas Kisei Yaakov. Very Shveri Yishalmi. Moshe didn't know what a Madbeya is. And the Baruch Shem had to show him Madbeya Shalei, he should show him Madbeya. They got a coin, here's a Madbeya. What didn't he know? What was Shodu? What's the given the Shach of Italia? The Chassidim say, a Pshat is a fascinating Chiddush Yerim. The Chiddush Yerim said, I heard from a Darshan in German, Ayekesh Darshan, that said that Moshe was bothered. What's a Machzav Shekel? Because that's how Tosfos seems to learn. The lay of the Bishum Inyan. Sometimes Moshe didn't know what it looked like. He didn't understand. What's the Machzav Shekel? Kofer Nafshei. How's it work? The menorah, you want to figure out what does it look like? The Skash Moshe B'tzuros. By the Madbeya, it wasn't, he didn't know what it looked like. He knew what it looked like. A tifer question. He had a tifer question. So the Chiddush Yerim says, I heard from a Darshan in Ashkenaz. And then he gives a slap to all the Tfisher. Or Yekesh or whatever. He says, and he said over, Gaval the Gavard. He said that, Moshe Taka didn't know, what's the Chashivas of Machzav Shekel? He gives the slavas. It's not what you give, it's how you give it. My Beishel Esh. You give it with a fire. The way you want. With a fire. To the sky. Give it with a fire. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him. The Chiddush Yerim is spoiled from it. And he says, V'tomei ani eich darshan ba'ashkenaz yochol lecham en dovol kezeh. What a lit for Shema. What a chsidish. It's not the Shavuot.
It's not the Shavuot. It's the biggest kind of the Shavuot.
Dovo Nifla. So then the Kotzke, who was in Edom, the Kotzke said, to the Shveil's Kash. He says, in Ashkenaz, they were very makbid Achmas Zochim. Yenis Chav, they say, he convinced his own Delphah. He found the Schuss, how they were Zochim, because the makbid Achmas Zochim, and Delphah, they say, he convinced. So they'll vote from. But the question is, what was the Mabeya Shalesh? What was the first thing that the Mabeya Shalesh? Tachaskis Yaakov? It's like, what's the. What didn't he know? What was told him? What was it? But again, you see that there's a certain chashivas to this, to Machzah Shekel. It's not just a hechsher. The way you would learn very, very raw, shkolim is just a hechsher. It's a way to get a carbon. And like you were saying, you need a yachas to the carbon, so we all chip in. That way we put it to the pushka, we have a connection to the carbon. Which isn't ma'akev batsim, but it's a yachas to the carbon. It's mezet, it's not like that. You see, it's something more. Something more. The Medrash also says that it seems that the whole Ma'aseh of Purim was mechuvah to Pirud and Klal Yisrael. Hamlachah Mefazim Mefarad. Famous man, that's the whole Yom. According to many of the Poskim, that's the whole Yom Mishleichmanas. Mishleichmanas, Matan Slavyanim, it's Lahagdil Reim. I mean, again, Halacha, it's not just a nice Musavad. And Halacha, all kinds of Mahalchem, that's how Mechila helps, and that's who you have to give it to, and you have to give a money that's marvelous, right? There's Orach Lener. You have to give the right kind of mishloach monas. It's not just to be yoitza. You have to has to be done in it because it's lahakul reim. Even many learn even the trumas hadeshen. Yeshiva Shevel, we learn it's a machleik. It's trumas hadeshen and the monas halei. Trumas hadeshen is tzerich sudas purim. When the monas halei is up lahakul reim. Reb Yankov Zatzal always used to say dover dochado. And again, it makes away with a lot of Torah. Svarim Shloimen, right? And Jameson, un, why do you have to worry about your nesuv? Let's fight the long delay. Punkto. Punkto da mishloach manes. Rather, there's an abarbanel. They say Rosh Hashanah is aim for shloach manes. The Novi says luchu ichnu hashmanim. Says shloach manes. The Ben Ishchai had a minik erev Rosh Hashanah son mishloach mamish mishloach manes. But anyway,
two baskets. Huh?
What? I got kli. So there's a tremendous idea of making friendship, because it's. But the Medrash says even more than that. It's a Peledik Medrash. The Medrash says that Hamelach v'Haman yoshvu lishtais v'ir shusha navoicha. The Medrash Rabbah says in Megillas Esther. Says, what's Pshat HaMelech V'Haman Yashvu Lishtos V'Yir Shushan Nevoicha? When Haman and Achashverosh made the deal, they went out to drink. V'Yir Shushan Nevoicha. Why does the Megillah record what they did? They went to the bar. I mean, what's Negea? They went to the bar. What's Negea? See, he says, that the Medrash says, that when we sold Yosef, says, V'Yeshvu Lech Olech. We sat, we had a meal. After we sold Yosef, we went for lunch. Atam yishavtem lishtois. So the Yikosev la'abdom was also mitoch shtiyah, achila v'shtiyah. Sure, Medrash is. Big things the Medrash is saying. The mamish, the mechiris Yosef, but also Mech learns the famous Meshach Chochma. He learns all averis of Ben Adam l'chaveri are all connected to mechiris Yosef. He says, Yom Kippur, when we say in the Dominic, Yatam Mochlon li Yisrael, the so, right? Yatam Sochlon li Yisrael, Mochlon l'shifte Yishim b'chol dar v'dar. See, he learns the Meshach Chachma, that all Averis are either Ben Adam l'chaveir, Ben Adam l'machem. All Averis Ben Adam l'machem are under the eagle. And all the Averis Ben Adam l'chaveir are under Mechiris Yosef. Meaning, when you do a chet Ben Adam l'chaveir, you get to fight with your wife. I'm not looking at you no more. When you do a chet, when you get to any fight, you have Ben Adam l'chaveir, right? It's ma'oirer, the chet of Mechiris Yosef. And if you do a chet b'nadam l'makom, it's ma'oirer the eagle. He says, that's what he said in Yom Kippur, ki'at ha'solchon li'Yisrael. Machlon shifta yishun sochan liyisrael is salachti kidvarecha by the eil, and machlon shifta yishun is the mechetam mechivas yosef, which the shvatim went today. As the shvatim is old yosef. The mechivas yosef, that's the mechivas yosef. So vayzachoy is this the chet of Purim, which is a modern ma'aseh, because the chet of Purim is more mashma from the makaris of Chazal. Yishtachvu tzelam, and it doesn't show us a rush. It doesn't sound so benel lachaveridik. But ma'aseh homan said yesh ne'amechem ufaisem ufarid. So it was a kit. It was this eris again to mechivas Yosef. Va'amelch homan yoshvu lishtos. That's why the Yeshua happened through Esther, who came from Esther and Mordechai came from Binyamin. The Binyamin is the only one that has no shaykhs to Mechivas Yosef. I have told me Yosef. So if Shach Zatzal is a famous Yisrael, that he was a Chefetz HaGozim. I'm only telling you the words of what I heard from Rav Shach. Rav Shach said, because the Medrash says, Lomo, Kol Horim Gavnunim, right? All the mountains are stolen. All the mountains wanted to have the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, you're all Ganovim, because you're involved in Mechivas Yosef. Frek Rav Shach, Yosef. So Yosef was takazoich the Mishkan Shilay, but he didn't get a mamish of Beis Hamikdash. So Shach says, "Egimend the Chivetz Hagozel." I'm saying it the way he said it. Achivetz Hagozel. Achivetz Hagozel loyichit posel.
Isn't it more?
He was a stolen object. Mistamen what Rav Shach meant again. We didn't have a bio.
He was mistamen.
He since they fought with him means he indirectly, he had a connection. Takes two to tango, like they say, right? I always tell that to couples. It's my wife's fault. Says she's in a fight with me. It doesn't work. You can't fight with nobody. It doesn't work like that. Every fight has two parties. It's Messias, right? No, it has nothing to do with me. And it always does. I've seen it for 35 years, and I'm going to see it for the next 35. It always does. That's the Messias, right? You have no sheikh as well. So Lamai said, Epis. Even though Vayov Yosef is the Bosom Ra, the Rishonim say he wasn't Moisef Bechlal, he didn't add to it. That's why it says Lashon by Meraglim, it says Moitziei Dibab. They embellished it. Yosef Mamas just brought the Vayov Yosef. The Yankov Zatzal once said that. That was also a time. Vayov Yosef on Ali Mitzchus. Meraglim Erechai, Meraglim were Moitzi Shema. Vayetziu. Pastors to the Rishonim, the Kleyoker, all the Rishonim say that. Yosef. He imamish had no nigi. He brought his father exactly vayova. He didn't add. See, Rabbi Yaakov does zoich nachzor. I said, Abuda, if your brother does something, you should always have a positive there. Bring it with a shtikla. It's not so. Even if you have to say it with a knich. Do yes, say be moitzi, but not diba. Be moitzi if I can make it a little better. Make it bashenis. Make it a little better than it was. I have a cloud with Talmudim almost always when I have to criticize the Talmud. The first thing I say is I tell him something good. Hep is a zog, hep is good. Then you can talk to them. Right? You have to, but even when I'm not befnei him, even when I'm talking to Rebbe about a Talmud, I'll always say he has this maila. Got a maila. Baruch Shem, every boch has a maila. So I always try to bring out the maila based on this Kabbalah from Rabbi Yankov. But you can't be a. Vayovi is also a time. Vayovi is the bosom, is also a time. So that's the. Doesn't give end Purim. The Purim give end down. It's a. The Koishi Adin is unbelievable. How far it goes. Vivite. How far it goes. That's why the Bnei Ephraim. That left Koidim Akates. I'm not in the Medrash. The Medrash says Bnei Ephraim Yotsu Koidim Akates. And they all died. So the Gemara said that is Mashma. Ben Besera says no. Aniyu Bimnei Bnei. That's the Goyim. The Goyim says that's how Ben Besera didn't go to be a Loretta. And that's all Gemara Psochim. Right? That he didn't go to Be'er L'Regel. So Tosfos says he didn't have karka. He was the one who told the goy to ask for the tail, and that's how they caught him. So Tosfos says, how are you talking? Tosfos says he didn't have karka. Ein L'Chosh Mishrael doesn't have karka. See, well, a ger doesn't have karka. He can't be with a ger. Because the Gemara says in Pesachim later on, he was a Nasi. You can't make a Nasi from a ger. So he had to be a... So the goy has a chap. The Vilna goy has a chap. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin... That all the Bnei Ephraim that left before the end, Bnei Ephraim, you still have a king and uncle. All the Bnei Ephraim, that left Koidim Akates, they all died. As I said, the Gemara Sanhedrin, they all died, right? But Omar ben Beseir al Raglo, for Omar anihu b'mnei b'neiim. I'm a grandson of theirs. Zok to them again, we paskin, we yoytze Mitzrayim, nechle koretz. So the Bnei Ephraim that left Koydim my kids, they never got a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe he was from there, there ain't a class. But Lamaise, Rubam Kekulam, whether they all died or Ben Beseira was still alive, Rubam Kekulam died. I'm on the Medrash. The Medrash says that if Bnei Binyamin left, they would have survived. Bnei Yosef left. According to the Pshach, what's the Pshat? There's a murder to Shloah Kodesh. It's Kedai, I'll tell it over to you because it's a prize.
Zayden.
The Shloah. Unza Zayden, we just found out that we're Eidekot from the Shloah. A murder to Shloah. It's Kedai, for this Shloah alone, it's Kedai. That's the Heron D. Shloah. The Gemara says in Shabbos Davyud that the cause of Mechiris Yosef, you should treat all kids equally. The Gemara says because the fact that Yaakov Avinu was Moisef, Mashu to Yosef, nizgalgled over that we went to Mitzrayim. Right? So, the Avis Kash is, what do you mean? There's already a Brisbane Absalom. So, again, a Brisbane Absalom, they just told Avram Avinu already that for 400 years your grandchildren are going to be in Golos. Kiger Yazaracha, Beretz Lo Elohim. So what do you mean? You're a Shabbos. So there's a machlekes, Shloah and Marshal. It's rare that the Shloah should argue with the Marshal. Talmud, it's rare. But Amol Talmud thinks Chumet HaRebbe in Yoni Drush. He says over here, Taisu says, what's Pshat? Taisu says, L'chayre, it was already Nigzah the Brisbane Absar. The Avol Gav the Belavochi Migzar. Ba'avodum v'inu oisom. Yeah, they already had the Gzera. How could you tell me it's because Yaakov gave Yosef the extra? So Toises first Shemalay Migzar Lam inu kolkach. Now he doesn't say what he means by that. It wouldn't have been as bad, but then he says like this. L'chari doesn't mean Kosh Yashiv. Kosh Yashiv was Mashlam. He says like this. Sharei Abba Meishon is Chilu Kodim Shanoi Lad Yitzchok Lamed Shonim. What's my thesis with that? So the Marshal takes out the gears. If you look here on the side, Marshal Moichik there. The Shloah Kodesh keeps the gears. The Marshal takes out the gears because his Chilu Kodim was Yitzchok Lamed Shonim. It started from when Yitzchok died. That's the Abba Meishon. It started from when Yitzchok was born. Not before you, not 30 years before you thought was born. Right? So it's a partial mistake. Partial means, how does the Marshal learn this place? It's partial. Marshal means, maybe they went to Atsachini, Varaya. You see, the Abba Meishon started before we even went to Mitzrayim. So you see, we didn't have to be in Mitzrayim. That's how you live. But the Gears of Toysis is it started Lamid Shonim Koydim Shonai Lad Yitzchak. So you should know, Rabbi Isaiah, that the Shloah Kodesh says an unbelievable chiddush. The Shloah Kodesh says that really the Rebbe Shem told Avraham Avinu 30 years before Yitzchak was born, Ki Ger Yezarach Beretz Lo Elohim. Right? The Brisbane Absalom was 30 years before Yitzchak was born. Right? Says the Shloah, it would have been counted from then. But because we sold Yosef, and we had machlekes with Yosef, we were jealous of Yosef. Yosef was in pain from his brothers. Till what age? Till what age? 30. Yosef, when he became a Mishnah Melech, he was 30 years old. So we were Mitzayer Yosef for 30 years. Zok the Shloah Kodesh, we lost those 30 years. From the time, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Geri Yazarach Beretz Lo Elohim was really 30 years before Leiv Es Yitzchok, if not for the fact that we were Mitzayer Yosef, we would have left, it would have been counted from 30 years before. And Tak, if you look at Parashas B'Shalach, what's the impossible? U'moysha b'nei Yisrael ha-shohoyu b'mitzrayim, arba meyris u'shloy shem shana. Everybody has to kasha. 400 years, 450, it's not true, it's 400. From the time Yitzchak was born until he left was 400 years. Where's the 430?
all kinds of cheshbonis. You're in the Shabbos, with Shabbos, with that. All kinds of cheshbonis. So to Shlom. From the time, Moshe ben Yisrael, from the time, that's the Tosfos. That's why it's up to Shlom. It's Kum Techeis. When did he leave? When did he leave? When did he leave? B'nai Ephraim. The Medrash says exactly 30 years before the rest of Klal Yisrael. So it's very poshut. They made a cheshbon. The extra 30 years was out of Mechir Zizim. They didn't stop and leave without a cheshbon. Pumped. B'nai Ephraim left 30 years before the end. They left because the whole 30 years was added for the tzar of Yisrael. So they made a cheshbon. No, Mechir Zizim. That was their toss. If them's up the medalist, that B'nai Binyamin would have gone, the attacker would have made it. They wouldn't have died. Okay, but anyway, so Lamaisi, you see the unbelievable kitruk of the period of Yosef and how long it stayed and keeps on coming back. The Meshachochma, every door, keeps on coming back. The Pagam. It's nerve oyim. Mamish nerve oyim. What the period creates. So the emphasis is that the Gemara says Taka and Shabbos. The Gemara says that fire is mesamal achdus. More in time is also. Choy dvar anu mashem ke'esh. If you look here, the Gemara and Shabbos talks about the wood. Because it says, if the wood is mishtamish be'achvese. So Rashi says, Rashi says, va'ach besrefes, achvene be'ach ve'kola etzim nidlokim zem izeh, va'akotan madlik agodl. The achvese, by fire we call it achvese. Rashi says, because by fire the wood, the small wood, could be made since the big wood. Right? It's the big fire that you have at the end could have been the little speck. If you look in the Palisades fire, there was Nebuchadnezzar, right? What they had in California. So little nothing. If you see some of the fire started, mamish, with a wind came and took a little agonist and a poof, right? That's what they're saying. Fire has that. Thus is the koyach. So the emphasis is that when Haman gave the Asoros Allah from Kippur Kesef Eshkol Yadam Aluch. What's with Haman Dogavot? He wasn't even giving Achashverosh. He wanted to give the Oisei HaMalacha. So the Medrash says, L'achziko. He wanted them, you know, there's a certain unity people have. It's very powerful. Sometimes it's negative. You can have negative unity. You look what's going on now. You know, Elon Musk. He's been cutting out, you know, he came with a chainsaw to show he's going to cut out all the employees. Right? The government employees. It's a pachat pchodim. How little goes on in the government. It's pachat pchodim. You're talking about millions. Zeldin, who's a Yiddish guy, who's running for the environment. He's in charge of the environment now. You know, he's getting rid of 65% of the employees. He says it's going to run better. That means they have a 65% overage of what they need. So Elon Musk sent out an email. Not him, Doge. No, not even what to do.
What did?
Could you tell me five things that you did? You could say anything. You could say, I woke up, I washed the tilsi daim, I said, Moidami. What did you do? I changed my socks. I have to say something. You only would say, I don't have socks. I understand. It's a manager. Right? What do you do? What did you do? What's this thing you done? What do you have? Right? Mamish, this is vicious. He says, I just wonder if they're alive. So I call it a pulse question. Is there a pulse? Are you Shalom Aleichem? Are you alive? Can't answer that.
And now there's a whole camaraderie with all the poil and fighting this vicious intervention. They're asking, what did you do last? You know, tell me 5 things you did last week. You tell me you ate breakfast. Tell me what you did. You came to work. You read the newspaper. Tell me, you're alive. I made a phone call. He says, I'm not asking for any big things. I just want to know that you're alive and you're doing something. But there's an achdus. And the achdus is, so they interviewed a bunch of people who said they're ready to give up their jobs. Meaning, they have plenty to answer. They're not going to answer anything. As a camaraderie, he says, Haman understood that to destroy Klal Yisrael, I need an achdus. I need to have a unity. I need that the destroyers. That's why Chazal tells Kinus L'Rishon Ra Lo'ilam. What's Ra Lo'ilam? Because the Eibush that created the world, Chaim Shulevitz has a big arichus on this and other minyanim. Chaim Shulevitz Hasal said that Beinonu L'Chaveri is a fire, he used to say. It's a fire. When you have machloikas, it's a fire. It destroys. He says, it's a Messias Adol. It's not a oinish. It's a Messias. It's like a fire. It destroys. That's why you have to be careful even from machloikas last week. Even though somebody saw Dvar Erva by him, and you have to, you're not supposed to do normally mitzvah is nice, so still there's a din of hakam tokum. You're still supposed to help him, so you shouldn't come day sinigamur. Such a pachad of sinigamur. So the pshat is that Haman understood I need a kinus l'rishon. In order for me to be matzlich against Klai, so we have to have an achdus here. And he used the Aseres Halofim Kikar to make to Yisrael Melocha Mechaber, Mechaber Zayin, to curse our Klai. Memelu, we were now fighting, we were in a Sakona from an Achdus L'ra. The Sakona that we were in was a negative Achdus. How do you counteract that? Get an Achdus L'Toyv. That's the concept from the Shkolim. The Indian of Shkolim is Kotten Madlik as HaGodol. That when you miyachad together, you have a whole new strength. We become this powerful force. We become an unbelievable powerful force. That's the thing you were asking. Shkolim is the Indian. Yeah, that's the Indian of Shkolim. Miyachad Zayin Am Yisrael. That's the Indian of Shkolim. To bring this endless Torah on this. That's why it's a machzis, and that's why there's all kinds. Hoshua Yal Bevadalu Yamit. There's a uniform policy. That's the chashivas. And because the chashivas of Achdus is even caught in Madlikas HaGodol, I wanted to say that's why we encourage even Shkolim V'Ketanim. To bring out this point, that even Lav B'nei Chiyuva contributes. Even Lav B'nei Chiyuva add to the Eish. Pum Da, that's the Koyach, that's the Koyach of the Ichud. To destroy the enemy that's coming, trying to attack us with it. They say, Amalek also had tremendous achdus to destroy. And the attack had unbelievable kechus. Amalek had unbelievable kechus l'ra. Right? With a chibur l'ra. And that's the idea of mashmim al hashkolim. Memela dos aleim is the gres deschus. The mashmim al hashkolim is when klaisel ishes chaveri yoimar. That's the biggest thing of the shkolim. That's not a hechsher mitzvah. The musik of shkolim is not a hechsher mitzvah. The musik of shkolim is the strength of Klal Yisrael. That itself is the strength of Klal Yisrael. That's the azay dachman optaych. That's the idea. That could be also why many hold that Megillah has to be basora. If you hold, it doesn't have to be basora. It's mitzvah l'kroisei basora. I wanted to say it could be just an end off because it's very late. It could be we could say that's also pshat. The Rishonim ask a kasha. Why is it that we find at the end of the Masechta, we find even really the beginning, Masechta starts with that also. That there's a tremendous amount of chilukei minhagim b'negeir apur. Midin in the Mishnah. Even Midin in the Mishnah. Again, later on. Where do you ever find the yomtas? That these 5 Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tezvav. 5 days of Kriya. Where do you find such a thing? There's only 1 day Pur. 5 days of Kriya. Kadesh Yisabku Mayim Mozlachim, Shebekrochim, Kfar Ben Kfar, Moitzi Ben Ir, Ben Ir Krach. Even if you go for one day, you get a din of that city. You become part of that, even though you're really from another city. Lagabi kol aterakuli, you have to be ain't that the lach, so if you have three, you have to in order to get that din. Right? Over here, it's not like that. Purim, it's Rishon, it's so much the Rishonim are bothered. Why is the loss is greater? The Rishonim is for cash. What happened? The loss is greater. The Gemara Yivam is greater. By Shnei Bati Dinim Be'ir Achas. But the Rishonim is, the Musig is a Musig of loss is greater. The concept is loss is greater. So I want to say, Fakert, the Yisrael of Purim is to Miyachad Aladi Divas. Those that do like you and those that don't do like you, they from them up and up Purim. The shlemus of Purim is the unification of every stripe. Memela, the Yemekri alone have different stripes. The Mekomish Shainim. And Memela Dos Alein, the embracing every chelik of Klal Yisrael, even the Yudalit as well, is that Musig of Yudalit as well, according to Rishainim, is like an Arvus. Why benet as well? Because I'm an ear shemuk of chaim and meisi shugun and wasaf. Why should I read it? Why should I read a different day? So the way it comes out from the Ramban, it's not because of me. All the people that read on Tezvov, why are they reading on Tezvov? Because they're in a city that's Mukav Chayim. So why do they read on Tezvov? Because you Mukav Chayim is the one. You might see Shubanim. What's Shaykh Zatas? Doesn't even fit that this. Those who shouldn't want to say the Sakana was different. You see, he doesn't have the Mukav Chayim in Miachash Venish. One man doesn't make holes like that, but we don't pass him like that. So from the Ramban it comes out that there was a ness on Yudalim, there was a ness on Tezvov, and it's licked on Klaius on Achrayus to keep these 2 days. So really, the people that are celebrating Purim on Tezvov, they're doing it for us. The people that are doing Yudalim, you Bnei Yerushalayim, that you're going to be here for Purim, the people that are doing on Yudalim are doing it for you. Klaius don't need it. Klaius don't need it like as Achrayus. Some Rishonim in Be'er, they learn Yom Tov Sheni like that also. Why Bnei Chutz La'aretz keep 2 days Yom Tov? Why should Bnei Chutz La'aretz keep 2 days Yom Tov? It's the same cheshbon. Bnei Eretz Yisrael, Bnei Chutz La'aretz, same cheshbon. Right? What's the Kedei Shelo Yishtakach. Right? Kedei Shelo Yishtakach. What's the Pesavka Bnei Chutz La'aretz? The Ran is mashma that Kedei Shelo Yishtakach, we needed some people to keep Yom Tov Sheni. Christ will need it. So they do it for us. The Bnei Chutz La'aretz, they do it for us. Listen, we're doing a shlichus. That's how I always tell my kids, by me, Yom Tov Sheni, I enjoy. Some have a hard time keeping Yom Tov Sheni. I don't feel like a goyle. Like, if I can't, I'm doing something to Klal Yisrael. I'm being making my Sholi Slack. That's one thing that's hard for me to get used to, not keeping 2 days Yom Tov. It's going to be a hard thing for me. Being making oil, it's not ich bin in goals. I'm in goals, just like you're in goals. I'm any more in goals than you are. I'm being making yen inin kedei shalo yishtakach the inin from Yom Tov Sheni. So I have a achrayus to Klal Yisrael. I'm being machrayus to Klal Yisrael. I have to keep another day Yom Tov. So this is a schlechte zach. You think, hey, Yom Tov Sheni guy. It's like you're second, everything second is called b'di'evedik. Second, the pants are seconds. It means there's something running on the material. Second-hand furniture. Second-hand, you're Yom Tov guy. So this is you have the schus of being making oil for Klal Yisrael. Kedei shelo yishtakach, the concept of Yom Tov Sheni. You can feel how you feel. I'm not saying you have to feel like me. You can feel it's arrogant. But it's an ishki shlechta zach. It's not a goal to get zach. It's being making money, Yom Tov Sheni. And that's the inyan of it. The Kundalai's poem is, it's all of us embracing each other and realizing that we're all contributors. The Yud Aleph, the Yud Beis, the Yud Gimel, the Yud Aleph, the Tesfav. We're all contributors. All Eish. It's not Eish. And that's the issue. That's what we have to take. So Almas Chazik Zayin, to realize how much we all contribute. Biyachat. And to be, we should be Mevayer Machloikas Mikabeinu. Afreil Chempurim.
I'm looking for the Asian. 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 I'm loo